today on Rocking the Suburbs.
If they're playing against each other, it may help if they're sober at the end of the day. Otherwise, Westerberg's going to be passing to the wrong Stinson, and it could just get sloppy.
All right, it's time for a Suburbs Pod Sports Break. This is the second to last of these of this season, the penultimate, I guess you would call it, where we talk about our 80s album Madness Tournament, because the final four matchups have been played. We are now down to the final two, the championship, which will take place today. If you're listening to this as it's posted, you can start voting on that at noon today at facebook.com/suburbspod. All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us, we have one of our expert analysts. Hello, Jason Goble.
This is it. Make no mistake where you are. This is it. I got finale excitement. What can I tell you?
I love it.
It's breaking into song.
I think Kenny Loggins and Mike McDonald did that one at the very beginning of the 80s, too. So
I think you're right.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
It actually was adopted by the 1980 University of Louisville championship team.
Oh, is that right? Cool.
They used that as their, like, sort of, quote, you know, unofficial theme song for their championship run that year. Yeah.
Yeah. Little Denny Crum with his rolled up paper in his hand. Yeah.
That's right.
Gotta love it.
Absolutely. All right, our other expert analyst, Bill Mulligan, is not with us today. He is busy doing other things. I don't know what could be more important than this, but nevertheless, here we are.
Neither do I.
But he did provide us with some pre-recorded Billisms. So we'll have that to sort of drop in throughout this recording of this episode. And it'll be as if he's here with us, as if nothing has changed. Yeah.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so here we go. Final four matchups. There were two of those. That sets up our final. As I mentioned, voting on that starts today at noon. And let's go here with the first of those two matchups. The Replacements, Tim, defeated The Clash's London Calling. Maybe it's not an 80s album after all. 110 to 101. The 101ers, wasn't that a thing? Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Strummer's group before he joined the Clash, the pub rock there. Yeah, good call.
You know, it was, I think it was a little bit of a surprise because, you know, it did seem like this one was neck and neck for most of the day. I think with the Mats leading most of the time, but the Clash keeping it close and admittedly only losing by 9. But, you know, there's the Mats Militia have brought the Mats Mania, and that has led to a Mats standing final at the end of the day.
If you can take down London Calling, that's a big achievement. It really is. I didn't think it would happen. I thought London Calling was going to be there at the final game, but, you know, credit to the Mats Militia for sticking with it and doing it. And I know there was a lot of love from our listeners for London Calling. I saw a couple different things where people were listening to the album. I know Adam Koop had it playing. He shared a photo with everybody. And I was going to play my copy, but it's so damn scratchy that it's not that enjoyable. So I had to listen to it online. But hey, well done to the Mats. I mean, you know, you can only play who's in front of you. And they took them down. And, you know, more power to them. Somebody's going to tell me there's a Replacements album that's going to knock out London Calling. I wouldn't have guessed it would be Tim. I definitely would have guessed it would have been Let It Be. But hey, that's the way the Mats have fallen in this tournament.
Yep, absolutely. I wonder what Bill thinks about this.
I'm stunned, really. I just didn't expect this.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. So,
he's at a loss for words.
Yeah. You know, I think I was with you, Patrick, that I thought Learning Calling was, especially heading into the Final Four, was probably going to win it all. But nope, that's why we play the games, right? And yep. Just like the way, you know, I think people didn't expect that Houston-Duke result the other day. You know, same kind of deal. That's why you play, right?
Right.
So these things happen.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, I will say that there definitely seem to be a lot of conflicted people in the chat, Facebook comments. I am a member of, I think it's the Facebook group, Paul Westerberg and the Replacements. And at one point, one of the people posted about the contest, and I'll be honest, when I looked, it was like about 7 or 8 people who commented, you know, to that post that, you know, that was posting our contest saying they were voting for London Calling.
Right.
So, you know, I think it was definitely hard fought. Unfortunately, the match just a little bit too much in this one.
I mean, ultimately, I think the fact that the album was released in 1979 probably played a factor, right? So,
yeah, okay. Correct. It is a 70s album.
It is. It is. Absolutely. 100%. Okay. Now, on the other side of the bracket, here we have another Replacements album, Pleased to Meet Me. This one, I think, surprised me even more mainly because of the margin of victory. Pleased to Meet Me beat Prince's Purple Rain. 106-76. I mean, wow. I thought heading into the tournament before any matchups took place, you know, 2 months ago, I thought Prince was a contender to win it all. And he did get to the Final Four, Purple Rain. So I don't know. I'm kind of, to quote Bill Mulligan, I'm stunned.
Yeah. I mean, the margin of victory definitely shocked me. Something I think I turned off the game at like 7-8 o'clock because it just seemed like it was getting bigger and bigger for the Replacements. And it was something we kind of talked about 2 years ago when the Replacements made their run to the Final Four of the album of the Band Madness tournament.
Right.
And that, you know, there is a lot of love for the Replacements, not only within the community, but not only outside the community, but within the community. And, this tournament showed, you know, whether you're a Replacements fan from day one or you jumped on the bandwagon like myself, there's definitely a lot of love for the Replacements.
Yeah, and I'm with you guys. I'll agree. That margin of victory was very surprising. I thought, Purple Rain is gonna either run them extremely close or edge it, maybe in overtime. Mats were solid and just rolled to the final. Once again, I'm still, if you had told me, hey, there's two albums by your Replacements are going to make it to the final, I wouldn't have said it would be these two. I would have said it would have been Let It Be. So I'm still surprised that that got knocked out.
Bill, what do you think?
I think Jason said it perfectly.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, that's nice. Really, but is that all, Bill? Is that all you have to say?
You know, it is what it is.
Wise words from a friend.
Yes. Yeah. Very wise. He's seen it before, Bill. And he puts it very succinctly.
Yes. All right. So this sets up, of course, the final matchup. Two albums from one group. That would be the Replacements. It's Pleased to Meet Me against Tim. And I will just say, I'm a little bit concerned because a band divided against itself cannot stand.
Yes. And as you said earlier, Jim, all credit to your observation. I don't think anyone's going to leave this feeling satisfied. They're going to be unsatisfied when it's all over. I have a feeling.
Yeah. This band used to drink a lot. I only say that they're hopefully they're sober, because when they're playing against each other, if they're playing against each other, it may help if they're sober at the end of the day. Otherwise, Westerberg's going to be passing to the wrong Stinson, and it could just get sloppy.
Absolutely.
If they end up with no player standing at the end of the game, yes. What happens in that case?
Yeah. That's right.
Now, one, I will say, similar to, the World Cup, even though I'm not a huge fan of this, and I don't know how many sports fans are, it would be interesting if there was a third place match between Purple Rain and London Calling to see who would come out on top. You know, theoretically, agreed. That would be very interesting.
Agreed. Okay, Bill, any thoughts on the final matchup and how we broke it down so far?
I couldn't have said it better myself, and I'd be afraid to try.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Nuggets of wisdom.
Yes. It's as if he's here with us.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's amazing.
Okay. So that's it, guys. We will reconvene in a couple of days after the voting has concluded. People can vote from noon Monday until noon Tuesday. Facebook.com/suburbspod. And then, as I mentioned, the champion will be crowned, and that'll be our last little meeting here. I'm already getting getting a little sad about that. But.
Yeah, me too. A little nostalgic.
Yeah.
Mets fans, I know you haven't had enough of this stuff, so looking forward to see how you guys vote, as well as the rest of the community.
Oh, Patrick, is there anything else on tap for this week on the days we're not doing bracket updates?
Yes, Jim. As a matter of fact, we've got some contributions for the Bob Dylan Hall of Fame album induction that's going to take place this week. So you'll hear from, on Tuesday, you'll hear from Harris King, who is going to induct Street Legal, the unusual Dylan album that falls after Desire and before his Christian period. So Harris is quite a fan of that one. So that's where we'll start. And we've got some other familiar voices that have also contributed. So we'll hear a couple of those Dylan Hall of Fame inductions this week.
You would think we are in the suburbs of Minneapolis, St. Paul, the way we have so much Minnesota content on this show.
No, it's Minnesota week, Minnesota month here on Rock in the Suburbs.
That's right.
First Avenue has never been that crazy.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Let's get out of here. On behalf of Shadow, who had some great FaceTime yesterday with Bud Verge and Nick Scalera, and
beautiful.
They loved some Shadow, so that was great. On behalf of Bucket and Harrison,
yes, yeah. Harry S. Truman.
We always leave Harrison out of this thing. I don't know, Harrison.
Yes.
Gotta give him some love.
Yep.
On behalf of Ginger, who, by the way, also sent in a recording. So hang on 1 second here.
Oh, how nice.
The Clash lost. I know. I can't believe it either. London Calling got knocked out. Can you believe that London Calling got knocked out?
There we go. Ginger weighing in. Not happy.
That was impressive.
Ginger, yeah. Not happy about the Clash not making it to the final.
Moaning like a hound dog. Yes. That was great.
Okay, and then any new news on the Mouse? I think the Mouse now is looking at being named either Tim or Alex Chilton. Is that what we decided?
Still working on the name. I will tell you this, though. When I woke up this morning, by my bed was this mini sort of purple jacket. I think the Mouse was disappointed that that realized this morning that Purple Rain was probably not making it to the final. We'll see if he starts investing in some replacements gear, but definitely was I unfortunately I didn't get to see him, but I'm sure he looked good in the purple blouse wear.
Oh yeah, I bet that was great. Now has to head to the thrift store, I guess.
Yes,
there you go. That's right. Yeah, be a worn out pair of Converse high tops with a hole in them. That's what I need. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. All right. Any final thoughts, Bill?
Just have to remind ourselves that it's only a contest, and the results really aren't going to affect the course of our lives.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, again. good note to end on.
More pearls of wisdom from Bill Mulligan. All right,
that's right.
All right, guys. With that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan,
and I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Jason Gopal.
I'm Bill Mulligan,
and we will talk to you all later.
No doubt about that.